Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing and finishing the fourth parak of Masechet Kiddushin. We are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Yod Gimel. So says the Mishnah, Lo Yilamid Adam Ravak Sofrim. A guy who is single shouldn't be a person who teaches young children, because he'll always be dealing with the mothers at parent-teacher conferences in the carpool lane, and that is not a good recipe for success. V'lo Talamid Isha Sofrim. And a woman shouldn't be a teacher of young children, because also the fathers are going to come to pick up the kids, and it's going to be, you know, all sorts of problems like that. Now, by a male teacher, we said that we're not worried about yichud with the mothers of the kids, because men taught in a school building usually, and other people are around. By a female teacher, even though they taught in their own home, so we're worried about yichud with the fathers. So that's the issue of the isha teaching. Whereas by a man, it's only if it's Adam Ravak, where a relationship is going to develop. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af mi she'ein lo isha lo yilamid sofrim. Even someone who is married, but his wife isn't there in the building, also should not be a teacher of young children. Mishnah Yedalid, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yira ravak behema. An unmarried person should not be a shepherd for animals. Lo yishnu shnei ravakim betalas achas. And two unmarried people shouldn't sleep under the same blanket. V'cham matirim, but v'cham say that's mutter, because we don't suspect Jewish people and being involved in bestiality and in homosexuality. Kol she'isko menashim. Anybody whose business is primarily dealing with women, lo yisiachid menashim. He should be very careful not to be alone, even with a bunch of women, because that's a concern, that they'll be too comfortable and they'll do averos, and they'll cover for him because they know him and they need him and he helps with whatever it is, that whatever service it is that he provides. A person should not teach his son a trade that's going to involve being with women all the time. Rameir says, you want to know what to teach your kid? Teach him a light and easy and honest trade to learn, and dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of Ashirus. Whatever profession you go into, there will be poor people and rich people in that profession. It's not the job that provides the wealth or the poverty. So it all depends on the zchus of the person. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, "Risam yemecha chayav ov sheyesh lam umanus." You ever see a chayo or an ov, a wild beast or a bird that has a job? Vein misparnas and shelo betzar, and yet somehow they're able to feed themselves without such trouble. V'lo nivru el sham sheni, and they're only on this earth to serve me. V'ani nivresi l'shamishus koni, I'm on this earth to serve my master. Say nadin shaparnas shelo betzar. So for sure, I should be able to support myself without too much tsar. Ela shari osi maasi. So why doesn't it work? Because I didn't behave. V'kipachti es parnasasi. And because of that, I don't deserve this parnasa. So that's why, that's a raya, that it all depends on how a person behaves and his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Abu Gurion ish sadyan omer mishem Abba Gurya. Abu Gurion ish sadyan said in the name of Abba Gurya, lo yilamid adam es beno chamar. Don't teach your son to be a donkey driver, gamel, or a camel driver, sapar, or a barber, sapan, or a sailor, roe, or a shepherd, v'chenveni, or a storekeeper, shumnasan umanus listum, because they are very likely to engage in thievery. There's a lot of dishonesty in those businesses. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Abba Gurya, hachamarin ruban reshaim, most of the donkey drivers are reshaim, they steal, v'hagamalin ruban ksherim, but the camel drivers, because they're usually kosher people, because they're always in the desert where it's very dangerous, so they rely on tefillah a lot. Hasapanin ruben chasidim, sailors are normally chasidim, because by the seas you really know that you're in the hands of God, even more so than by the minbaros, by the deserts, and therefore you really have to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tov shabro from the Gehenim, the best of the doctors go to Gehenim, and different explanations for that, either because he thinks that it's up to him and it's not up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, or many, 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 many other explanations for that. kosher shabitabach b'shutafa shal hamalek. The best of the butchers is a partner of hamalek, because he's always killing animals, so he'll end up being an achzar. Rabbi Nurai Yomer, maniach ani kol umano shabaolam. I put aside every umano, sveini malamid espini ela Torah, and I'm only going to teach my child Torah, shadam ochel mischar bal maseh, because a person will have the schar of Torah in this world, v'keren kayam salam haba, and it will stay for him in the next world. Ushar kol umano yos einim kein, but every other umness is not that way. Shadam bali de choli, ali de zikn, ali de yisur, ven yochel asaf b'malachto, because when he gets old and sick and he's not able to work, harei umes berav, he'll starve because he won't have a way to make a living. Aval ha-Torah ina kein, Torah's not that way. El mishamarta mikol rabbi neruso, it will protect him from all evil when he's young, v'nosenis lo achrus v'tikva b'ziknuso, and it will give him hope and a future even when he's old and he's not able to learn anymore. B'naruso mahu omer, because what does it say about someone who learns when he's young? V'kove Hashem yachlifu kolach, that those who hope in Hashem will have strength. B'ziknuso mahu omer, what does it say about a person that's old and learns Torah? Od yinuvim b'seva, that even in his old age. V'chein hu omer b'Avram Avinu alav shalom, and we say the same thing about Avram Avinu. Avram zakan, v'Hashem berech es Avram b'kol. Avram got old and Hashem blessed him with everything. Matzino shas Avram Avinu is called a Torah kula ad shalom nitna. Avram Avinu fulfilled the entirety of Torah before it was even given. Shnemer ekev asher shom Avram b'koli v'yishmar mishmartim mitzvosai chukosai v'sarosai, that Avram Avinu listened to my voice and he followed all of the dinim that he was supposed to follow. So that brings us to the end of Maseches Kiddushin. Let's summarize somewhat, at least, what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said a single guy should not teach young children, nor should a woman teach young children. And Rabbi Lezer says even someone whose wife isn't with him shouldn't be teaching young children, even though he's married. And then Mishnah Yud Dalet, we said that a single guy should not be a shepherd, and two single guys shouldn't sleep together under the same talus. But the Chacham said we're not worried about that. And then we started speaking about professions in general, that a person should not have a profession with women, and if he does, he shouldn't have yichud even with many women. And if a man is teaching his son a profession, he should not teach him a profession that involves women, and he should not worry so much about whether it's a high-paying profession or low-paying profession, because all of that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we discussed particular professions where people steal a lot in those professions, particular professions where people rely on God a lot in those professions. We said the famous line of Tov Shabro from the Gehenim, Rabbi Nuray's famous line that he's only going to teach his child Torah because Torah stays with a person and helps a person even in his old age, unlike other professions which do not. And then we said that Avraham Avinu observed the entirety of Torah even prior to the giving of the Torah. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Maseches Bava Kama. Mazel and everyone to everyone for concluding, for finishing Seder Nashim.